AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Drinking the Style Guys were here, huh? And Brian Oak, man.
Oh, yeah.
I like Brian. Brian's good people, man. He and I actually run in, there are some friends of ours that run in, we run in the same circles. It's always good to see him. I didn't really get a chance to say hi to him because he was darting out of here, but it was good to see them. I mean, a lot of people, I think, are freaking out. There were a few flakes out there. It looks like there's like one band of the snow is coming through already. Nothing major. Most of the snow is coming in later on today. But I think there are some people who are, just to say it, just a little smit, you know, they're a little freaked out. So I will say, Eric, I have had a bit of a day. So a few weeks back, company that services the heater on my house gives me the old, hey, friendly reminder, you need to have your annual service done. Are you ready to get your service done? Let's get that scheduled on. Okay, sure, you know, a little insistent, all right, safety first, you know, that sort of thing. So I had that. They came on in. And the first person that came on in, nice guy, but he's just basically he does the, you know, he's I don't want to say he's in training, but he's definitely not an expert per se. And the, you know, there. I mean, he's not ready to dismantle heaters or anything like that. So he's just basically taking some test samples. I got some real problems here. Uh-oh. Now, I do have an older heater. It's 25 years old. So not spry like a chicken, you know. And what ended up happening was they ended up calling in this next guy, and they were concerned, do we have a gas leak? And we didn't have necessarily a gas leak. We just have slightly elevated CO2 levels, which, you know, I got some cracked heating units. So I'm going to have to get the thing replaced.
It's relaxing.
Oh, it's right before Thanksgiving. It's the whipped cream on my pie right now.
It's that extra gas that just calms you down a bit.
Well, it's not like the CO2. Well, I look at the guy. It's like, okay, the CO2, we got CO2 detectors. And trust me, those are the obnoxious ones. It's, hark, you have CO2 in the atmosphere. You need to run for your lives. It's not any like a beep, beep, beep. No, it's some dude that comes up. Dear sir, guess what? You're doomed. You know, that's the standard alarm system you get now. But I'm like, I was looking, it's like, okay, I haven't had anything go off here. And, you know, it's not like it's, you know, everyone's taking naps constantly, you know, it's, but no, you know, and it is, it's one of those things where it's just, and this is just life, people. It's just life. And I am no different. Some people yesterday when I was at at TRIA, they were asking me, it's like, oh, what's like life of a radio person? It's like, it's life like yours. You know, I got a heater that goes out in my house and I got to deal with this. But he says to me, well, you know, we could just shut this down and give you a bunch of space heaters right before Thanksgiving. No, we'll pass on that. We'll
do you have any flammable rags also?
And you got a big fluffy dog? Great. Here's a great idea. That's why we just blowtorch your puppy. I did get my pecan pie made. Got my pecan pie. Got my cranberry sauce made. I got the brine I got to make up tonight. I'm doing well for the level of stress I've got going on right now. I'm not able to – I had to call my wife, and she's going to have to go get the pies from Terry John Zilla because I can't make it up to New Hope right now. I could get back there to tell them. It was like, well, how much money do you have in your savings account? It's karma. It's kismet. It's because, as some people have criticized me for, yesterday I took a shot or two at retiring Republican Representative Nick Zerwas. Now, I want to be careful here. I didn't take a shot at him. I mean, the guy is retired in the sense being of his personal life. I'm not here going, a loser guy who's got a heart problem. No, that's not. I truly do hope the guy lives a long time. And I said this very clearly. I think his heart's in the right place. His heart seems to be in the right place. He's going to retire. He's going to spend his time with his wife and his 3-year-old kid. Trust me, they will appreciate it. That is a outstanding thing. But your bad news or good news is how you want to look at it. I mean, one side you could look at good news. You know, you're like, you had an epiphany. You know, you said to yourself, you know, what's the point of me going over here and working all the time over in St. Paul? I need to be, you know, I don't, you know, and being a politician is a very tough job. I mean, there are some people who are, you know, they're, especially if you get into leadership positions, it is a really a lot of hours. And Nick had been in there for, what, four terms? So he was working his way up into this the hierarchy of the Republican Party. So I have zero doubt that the guy was putting in a lot of hours. And he lived in Elk River, St. Paul. That's not an easy commute. You know, it's just far enough away or close enough to where you don't do the overnights. So you have to kind of go back and forth. So, you know, I commend the guy. This is I personally think you're making the right choice. I think you're doing the right thing. But that being said, it doesn't mean I'm going to give you a pass on your politics. And regardless of whether you want to, you know, for me to say, well, what bygones be bygones? No. Okay. When daycares in other parts of the state, in rural parts of the state, white parts of the state, were overbilling the state on their services, did the Republicans scramble on down into St. Paul and say, we need to write new legislation that immediately stop? No. And that stuff has been going on. It does go on out in these outstate areas. I mean, this is something that's going on. As a matter of fact, there was only, 4 years ago, there was a daycare down there that got caught, you know, abusing state dollars. But you know what? Not a peep. Republicans, it's a shame they're wasting money. But all of a sudden, Somali American daycares, they're cheating the state. And all of a sudden, there are shoes out on podiums banging on, we need accountability! Nick Zerwas was one of the big people screaming about that after it was discovered there were some, you know, African American, Somali American daycares that were taking advantage of the system. Now, you could make the questions like, well, what changed? Was it just, did you hit your threshold? Did you just hit the top of the mountain? It was too much. It was just too much. The straw that broke the camel's back. Or was it not really a problem when the white daycares did it, but the minute the minority daycares do it, it became a problem? I don't know. But it all of a sudden seemed to become a big problem at that point, right? We talked about the protesting bill. That was a big one of Zerwas's. And if you haven't seen the video, I posted the video of Jamie Becker Finn doing one of the greatest rope-a-dopes of all time. You just and Zerwas's facial expression and tone at the end of that are very telling. But, you know, was it truly just the straw that broke the camel's back? Or was it the fact that they were African-American protesters that bothered you, that basically this is why we need these new laws? And you, of course, it's, well, they shut down the interstate. Well, it's called protesting. They shut down the airport. Well, it's called protesting. They shut down a light rail line. Well, it's called protesting. They you know, generally protesting is not convenient for the people who are being protested. That is the kind of the point you seem to miss here, is that the idea of protesting is to basically, you know, get your opinion and your point heard. And I have stood by this about the Minnesota Republican Party since day one. If all of a sudden US 71 up in the northern part of the state was being shut down by a bunch of good old boys waving their Confederate flags, protesting Hillary Clinton, or the impeachment hearings, or Tim Walz, or that radical Ilhan Omar, every stinking Republican in the state would not only not have a problem with that highway being shut down for that protest, they would be sprinting to the front of the line with their cameraman saying, get photos of me shutting down the road to protest Ilhan. We'll put this on our Facebook page. This is grassroots America. you know, there were more than a few times there were comments that were made about that protesting bill that seemed to put out that the point of the bill was about black people protesting, not protesting. And so you can say it was the straw that broke the camel's back, but you know what? There's going to be criticism there. And I don't think you guys diffused it very well. And then, of course, there's the empty fields rant. Holy God. I'm not going to back down off of empty fields, dude. Because it was one of the, I mean, take 5 seconds before you turn that microphone on. Go to Google or MapQuest or Yahoo Maps. There are plenty of map sites you can go to and pull up the individual train stations and just make sure what you're about to say about empty fields can't be contradicted by a map off of freaking Yahoo. I'll go with Yahoo. Yahoo. Seriously, how in the way, when I can say, well, Yahoo shows a lot of development around that train station. Ta-da! And reminder, in that whole rant, if you haven't watched that rant, it is a delight because he makes the point of that the amount of subsidizing for now. And once again, there was, and when we talked about this originally months back, it wasn't clear where the heck he was getting his numbers from because I kept looking at the numbers and I couldn't figure out what he was saying. But he was saying that one way or the other, he was saying for people that run from Big Lake or is anyone on the train, it wasn't necessarily clear that anyone that was on the train, we subsidize it so much, we might as well rent them a Lexus every year. And I said, okay, and we went and did the numbers on a Lexus rental. And I said, I don't think it's losing that much money. I really don't think it's that. And you have a lot of people who get on that train as it gets closer to Minneapolis. I don't know if you understand how populations of large metro cores work. A lot of people kind of in the middle, and gradually it gets less and less and less. And I did make this point a few months back, but it's if your entire argument against a mass transportation system is to take the ridership of the people at the very first stop, at the furthest extent out, in freaking 300 population Big Lake, and dictate that the transportation system is a failure, let me apply that to another one for you. Let's go out US 12, 394 to, oh, I don't know, Long Lake. There's not that many people on that stretch at that point. So henceforth, why are we expanding the roadway on this entrance of Minneapolis? Because isn't it stupid to take it to furthest extreme in the population area and use that as your basis point on whether the Metro Core needs massive mass transportation? It seems pretty stupid to do it that way. I'm just saying it seems really stupid to do it that way. But that's what you did, dude. And I'm not going to pull my punches. Seriously. It's like, wait a minute here. We're down here in Owatonna. In Owatonna, there's not that much traffic on 35. Why are we expanding it at all north of Owatonna, huh? Why would they need more than two lanes all the way through Minneapolis-St. Paul? Owatonna doesn't need more than two lanes. Seriously, dude, come on. You got to do better than this. You got to do better than this. And by the way, if you haven't watched the video, to watch Garofalo and the other dinkus behind him kind of yucking it up with him, you know, sure thing, Cobra Kai. You know, I'm sure that you guys practiced your reactions, but it's just still, it's like the dumbest argument you could make to negate something which is actually somewhat useful, to stop it from being expanded, even though the people in St. Cloud desperately want it to be expanded, and it would benefit the people of St. Cloud all the way down to metro area. And you basically have to, and clearly, once again, I went over these numbers. You had to look at this in the most perverse, convex view you possibly could to vilify it, and then you just ran. Empty fields, empty. Dude, man, Google Maps. Seriously, that's all. I reposted the pictures from the train stations from a month ago. Google Maps, there's a target there. Yeah, okay, that's development. Whether you like it or not, it's development. Anyway, dude, I'm going to miss you for the comic gold that you were. You were just comic gold when it came to your politics. But for the record, from myself, from everyone here at AM 950, Nick, I hope you live a long, long life. Dude, seriously, I disagree with you politically. I don't want you dead. I don't want you hurt. I don't want you sick for the rest of your life. I don't. I really do hope that you, your wife, and your kid can spend the next few years building up some great memories. Please, all my best on your retirement. Take the time. Keep the, your priorities definitely seem to be in check. So all my best there. But if you think I'm going to forget, oh, I'm never going to forget. I'm never going to forget. That's the only thing I'm like an elephant like. I have a memory, dude. All right? Just remember that. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Food nourishes us. We need food to live. But how are we nourishing the food system? Well, actually, we're throwing a bunch of chemicals and we're making the dirt dead, and then we're adding nitrates to the water and we're causing dead zones in the ocean. Oh, and we're also causing climate change. We do that with every bite we eat. But we can create something different. We can switch to a regenerative system. And that's what we talk about every week on Food Freedom Radio. So tune to Food Freedom Radio Saturdays at 8 a.m. or anytime via podcast. Food Freedom Radio on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
This Black Friday, you'll be happy for the holidays with help from the Park Tavern. On Black Friday the 29th, take a rest and food break from shopping at the Park Tavern and take advantage of the best deal of the Friday. Buy a $100 Park Tavern gift card, and Park Tavern will give you an additional $50 gift card for free. This deal runs until the end of December. On Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, and online at parktavern.net, your best Black Friday deal is waiting for you at the Park Tavern.
Native Roots Radio is proud to announce we've added an extra hour.
Yeah, Chushke, 1 hour goes by too fast.
That's right, Uncle Curtis.
I'll have extra time to share important information about our sacred animals.
And report national and native news from all over the country and Canada.
This new hour is sponsored by Robbins Kaplan LLP, dedicated to redefining excellence for high-stakes litigation representation in Indian country.
Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m.
We are awake.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
I'm Candy Broffel, publisher of the Twin Cities edition of Natural Awakenings magazine and host of Green Tea Conversations, a new show for people who are on a journey to take responsibility for their health and play a more active role in their family's well-being. Join me every Sunday at 10 a.m. as I interview local experts who share the latest in natural holistic approaches in a fun and informative way. So grab a cup of tea and join the conversation as we awaken to natural health. Visit us at naturaltwincities.com.
Ask Jeeves. Is Ask Jeeves still alive?
I think it might be ask.com now.
Is it? How about Alta Vista?
Ooh, that's an old one.
Mark on the watching on the Facebook stream. Hi, guys. He's suggesting other websites we could go to just to check to see how things are going to go do that. So, oh, I did, by the way, Mark, I did see that Melania Trump goes to the opiate summit out in Baltimore. Holy God, was she booed. Oh, I, you know, these guys, I mean, let's face it, at this point, they can really only go to rallies in the South. And really, not north of Orlando in Florida. North of Orlando.
Sure. Florida's backwards.
You know, Florida, that way. He can't really do them down in Miami. He goes down there. He's not like down there, even at Mar-a-Lago. The Mountain West, outside of places like Denver, he can't really go there. Utah doesn't like him at all. But Idaho, Wyoming, they love him and his racist butt. Outside of that, I mean, they can't go anywhere without getting raucously booed. So I saw that. I to a point, I feel sorry for her. She's not, you know, I really think that she would have run out of fear like a dog spooked into the woods.
Oh, I know. I always feel like she must be kind of pissed off that she married this millionaire. Thought it would be an easy life. And I was like, run for president?
Here I am watching him pardon turkeys, and he's making a stupid speech again. Oh, yeah, you won the election. Yeah, yeah, greatest win ever. I'm going to go back to my home country. It should mention the snow total forecast, okay? The weather people did it again. They just can't. Oh, boy. It's going to be all fun. The latest is they're saying 5 to 8 inches tonight, possibly 1 more inch tomorrow. So
that's less than I think I said for the weather today.
So. Yeah, it's five. And I'm looking at it right now, 5 to 8 inches tonight and accumulation is less than 1 inch for Wednesday. So, yeah, there you go. It's not a foot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at you, Care 11. You guys really started going cray-cray there for a second. It's not a foot. It's not, oh, my God, pick a child to eat to keep yourselves alive. You know, it.
In the history of weather reporting, has it ever exceeded the expectations for snow? I feel like it has
they
not.
They get so excited. They're like kids at a candy store. They can't help themselves. You know, the one I love is Marler. Keith Marler over at 9, he's solid. He's very solid, but and Douglas does okay. He's the blog over on Star Tribune, but the rest of these guys, they just, you know, and they wonder why people dislike them when all of a sudden we wake up tomorrow and we got 5 inches of snow. And that's all we got is 5 inches of snow. I'm not saying that we will. We could get 8 inches, could get 9 inches. Things could shift. But you guys run out there, and then in this the whole thing of you walking in front of the camera and going, whew, we dodged a bullet. Yeah, bullet you fired, you idiot. Easy for you to dodge it. One of my favorite stories of the year. Oh, great. Oh, this big poop island out on Lake Minnetonka. That was nothing makes. And still today, I get, McNeil, how dare you? I've got my 40-foot yacht for that lake, and we go on out there, and people don't want to go out there because you keep reporting on the sewage issue. How dare you? Just because we go over and party hearty over on Big Island and we need a place to relieve ourselves doesn't mean that human waste came from us. How dare you? Plus, our human waste is gold, so don't you dare think that bad things come from it. Oh, hey, how's Poop Lake doing? Oh boy, yeah, those bottom feeder fish—they're having record year for some reason. I don't. And I'm finding the northerns and the walleye—they're down, but boy, I mean, those bottom feeders, catfish seem to be coming in like crazy. Can't figure out why. Yum! Officials are taking action to prevent another illness outbreak on Big Poop Lake. I mean, Lake Minnetonka. Monday, the Big Poop Lake Conservation District. Can I call it that? There's probably a summons. Okay, it's Lake Minnetonka Conservation District. Announced updated regulations regarding toilets on boats. Dude, I don't think it's the toilets on the boats are the problem. I think it's the people just jumping in, dropping trow, and, you know, that's, I think, is your issue.
Yeah. I don't know. This isn't a problem along freeways.
Is it?
Toilets and cars.
I understand there's a lot of big boats out there because there's a lot of people out there that like to go, look at me, look at me, look at me. I've got an ocean-ready boat on Lake Minnetonka. I get that. But, it's, you know, really, is it that much? Is it inboard toilets or is it just, hey, maybe you shouldn't jump right off the side of the boat and poop right there? And then wonder why we have such high E. coli levels. Why don't you just go to your sewer system, crack that lid on open, dig on down, find the lid, crack that open, and go for a swim. Welcome to Lake Minnetonka. The regulation expands the definition of sewage to include mobile sources and requires toilet pumps to remove from boats. Oh, yeah. Okay, here's my problem with this. Who's going to go inspect these boats? I mean, you're gonna what? You're gonna do a snap inspection if you're on the on the Marine Patrol out there. You're one of these local municipalities that's got a boat that you go out there. And you run into, how dare you think you can come on my boat? I will have my lawyer here in 5 seconds. I will have your badge. I will have your boat, your whole family. I'll take your car. I will take your house. Don't you dare think about going in there and seeing what I've got down below. Seriously, they're going to do that. I mean, when they had the guy who died out on Lake Minnetonka on the 4th of July, and the police boats were trying to move the people out of the way, they were refusing to move their boats because they didn't want to lose their spot for fireworks. I mean, it's a great idea, but you're going to have to figure out some way, if you're going to do this, to basically make sure that those are out and that you have snap inspections where, you know, Johnny Wealthy Guy with his lawyer are not going to basically boot you off the boat. The move is to prevent raw sewage from getting into the water. Yum. Last summer, more than 200 people reported getting sick after visiting the lake over the 4th of July weekend, Big Poop Island. The cause of the outbreak has not been determined. For God's sakes, stop worrying about the freaking resale value on the mansions on the damn lake. It was all those people by the lake. You see them all? They were going to the bathroom and then swimming in it. Ta-da! Are you really? I mean, come on. Really?
Matt, they have to do it out there. They don't want to lose their spot for next year's fireworks.
You know, those fireworks are just, oh, that is a display. Mm-hmm. Oh, that is a display. Speaking of displays, dear God, Lake Minnetonka has turned into the grandeur and beauty of a gas station bathroom with, like, you know, the broken condom machine on the wall. Yeah. Just dirty.
Everything's inexplicably wet.
Is there a new place they've moved to? Is there a new place that they're, we don't go over to Big Island anymore. We just prefer to be over in this area. We got to find their new hangout spot and warn everyone, for God's sakes, don't go swimming there. Maybe a different lake. Maybe, just maybe, it's time to find a different lake. I'm just going to say, boy, let's... Gives new meaning to the word pulling into Lord Fletcher's. All right, 952-946-6205. Let's take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, AM 950 listeners. This is Gregory Rich, owner of Habitation Furnishing and Design and host of Drinkin' the Style Sundays at 5 p.m. If you haven't heard already, Habitation is moving out of St. Louis Park and into Edina. So we're clearing the floors in the old location. Habitation is holding an extreme moving sale. Accent chairs, tables, sofas, beds, lighting, you name it, all are marked down by 40% or more. Plus, for these final few weeks, we're offering an extra 20% off those ridiculously low moving sale prices. But don't delay. Inventory is disappearing quickly, and come December 7th, the doors will close for good in St. Louis Park. Habitation Furnishing and Design, 4317 Excelsior Boulevard, at least 4317 Excelsior Boulevard in St. Louis Park for a little while longer. And tune in to Drink in the Style and learn about our new location on Washington Avenue in Edina, opening February 2020.
Black Friday isn't just one day for Rudy Luther Toyota. It's all November long. Now through November 30th, Rudy Luther Toyota has Black Friday special clearance pricing on all 2019 models. The 2019 Highlander is an IIHS top safety pick with a premium interior, bold exterior, and performance you need. Through November, get $2,500 cash back or 0% financing for 60 months for qualified buyers. Plus, every vehicle purchase gets you the Luther Advantage card. Black Friday lasts all November at Rudy Luther Toyota, Highways 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
At Better Futures Minnesota, we transform the lives of men and support Minnesota's environment by working towards zero waste. Our approach reaffirms each man's dignity and supports self-sufficiency. Better Futures Minnesota is a work training model. Through our reuse, retail warehouse, and supervised work crews with specialized in residential and commercial building deconstruction, property maintenance, appliance recycling, and janitorial services, we demonstrate ways to employ hard-to-employ men on a pathway to independence. Hire our work crews at BetterFuturesMinnesota.com.
Indeed. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. We are featuring all the restaurants for Eat Local Minnesota this week with the Thanksgiving week. You got out going out, doing some shopping this weekend. Go to eatlocalminnesota.com. Find a great local restaurant. Get a great meal, and the money stays local. It's eatlocalminnesota.com. That's for sure. Hey, I do want to remind people as well. Once again, you can get in touch with the Park Tavern. I believe the Thanksgiving reservations are booked out. They do that every year. They do that every year. You can get in touch with them to see if anyone's canceled, but that's parktavern.net for that. I don't know how much luck you're going to have with that. But they do have a great event coming up here on Wednesday night. The Park Tavern Thanksgiving Eve, they're going to have a DJ, pizza bar that's going to be going on Wednesday on the 27th at the Park Tavern. Stop on by. Starts at 9 p.m. as you head on out. If you're coming into town with family and friends, well, yeah, go out and enjoy yourself. Have a good time at the Park Tavern on Wednesday night. Brad is in Robbinsdale. Welcome on in, Brad.
Okay, well, I would just want to say that one of the best Thanksgiving dinners I had was at the main atrium at the Charlotte Douglas Airport, and that was the Carolina barbecue with smoked turkey, hush puppies, and fried pickle. Mm-hmm. This year, I'm going to be going with the Farmdale smoked turkey, but I want to advise all these people, and I think your listeners need to avoid at all costs that Chantix nicotine smoked turkey.
The Chantix, I don't think we want to do that one. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it. I got to imagine going to Carolina and getting a smoked turkey with hush puppies and pickles. Holy God, I bet that was delicious.
Oh, yeah, that sounds amazing.
Very non-conventional, but still darn amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not against trying stuff like that. I had when I was in the military, when I was in AIT, Advanced Individual Training, I was at Fort Gordon in Augusta, where the Masters is played down there. But it's very different places. Fort Gordon and the Masters. Really two opposite sides of the same town. But I went out for Thanksgiving. I went into town, and I ate at a hotel. And that was a pretty atrocious experience. That was a pretty atrocious one. I then did a few years later when I met my wife. We went out to a buffet one time just because we were trying to visit as many families as possible. And we kind of ended up, it ended up being a situation where we had a place to go on Wednesday, had a place to go on Friday. But with Thanksgiving itself, we didn't have anything. So we found a hotel and that was delicious. So, I mean, it's kind of one of those things where you get the recommendation. Park Tavern's phenomenal. If I've done that one, it is brilliant. It is very tasty. But, it's sometimes you can get out there and it can be a little rough. But I'd be hard-pressed if I went to someplace or I went down to the desert Southwest and they had like a Southwest turkey. Oh, I bet that would be delicious.
That sounds good, yeah.
And with chilies or something like that out of New Mexico. Oh, that'd be great. So good luck. I do remind people that, by the way, do not attempt the scene from Caddyshack over at Big Poop Island out on Lake Minnetonka. Do not attempt that. That's just a friendly reminder here from everyone here at AM 950.
It'd be a waste of time.
The more you know. Okay. So I got a question that people – I've been surprised that with the story that's come on out that and this has had to do with Kurt Dowd. This is the House Minority Leader. This is the jackass that when he was the speaker – put in a mute button to stifle Democrats from talking when he didn't want them to talk. That's the kind of guy he is. He's not very honest. He's a bit of a dinkus. And so he himself, he's got this gig with a company. Stateside Associates of Arlington, Virginia announced the hiring of Representative Kurt Dowd on Friday, the Republican from Crown, who will continue to serve in the state legislature as the GOP caucus leader. Chairman Martin called on Dowd to resign from one of the roles, arguing that it's opening himself up to a massive conflicts of interest working for a lobbying firm while serving the legislature. And once again, he's joining Washington, D.C. area government relations firm as the director of public affairs for its conflict of interest. And that's kind of his whole argument is, how am I supposed to talk to the lobbyists? They're in the next cubicle over. I'm in this cubicle, not that cubicle. That's a completely different cubicle. How in the world would we ever talk to each other? Now, if that's that conversation sounds familiar, Kurt Dowd had a whole bunch of credit card debt mysteriously forgiven. And I don't know if you remember this, and I'm gonna be careful here, but it had something to do with the technique that his credit card debt was forgiven by was very unusual to the point where it's basically most of the time used by people who have died and have no remaining family members. It's that kind of unique. It's, I think, four total cases that method had been used. And in the other cases, if I remember correctly, in those other cases, the three people had actually died. And Kurt Dowd was the only guy who was alive to ever get this loophole to allow him to pay off, to forgive his credit card debt. And it was really kind of unique. And the company that helped him do this also had a lobbying wing in St. Paul. And the argument that was being made was, well, these are two completely different areas here. The guys that are helping me are in their legal department, not part of their lobbying department. How in the world would the legal department talk to the lobbying department? By the way, I got to take a phone call here. Hello. Oh, I mean, how in the world could the legal department of this one company talk to the lobbying? I mean, it seems preposterous to even suggest that. If you remember that, that's a flashback argument from about 6 years ago when we discovered the Kurt Dowd credit card issue. Which leads me to a very legitimate question. Now that he's doing this, why the heck aren't we opening up an investigation into Kurt Dowd? Seriously, why in the world are we not doing a full investigation of Kurt Dowd? He has been allowed to skate, and it almost feels like the Democrats are just going, oh, you rapscallion. The last I checked, the Democrats are in charge of the House. Melissa Hortman, who is a sensational speaker and a sensational representative, is the head of the House. You can have ethics inquiries go on. Why haven't we had an ethics inquiry into this credit card debt forgiveness? Because I would sure like to know if his credit card debt was forgiven. And oh, by the way, the lobbying firm that was attached to the law firm that got him his credit card debt seemed to get a certain amount of bills that they pushed past while he was the Speaker of the Minnesota House. Because that would sure as hell seem like a conflict of interest. We should have an investigation into how exactly Kurt Dowd got his credit card debt paid off. What was the process and how applicable and available is it to the rest of us? Second of all, we should find out the name of this lobbying firm, and they have to actually register their lobbyists, I believe, over in St. Paul. And so we would be able to determine what they were lobbying for and the end result of those bills. And were some of those bills that were thrown into omnibus bills in the heart of the night, in the middle of the night, where Republicans came in, threw the bill at the Democrats and said, vote now, vote now. I would like to know this. And I would like to know, and Kurt, this is on you. This is not on me. I don't trust you, you lying sack of crap. I remember you with the light rail story. You remember Southwest Light Rail? And you told all the Democrats. You told Paul Thiessen and you Paul Ron Latz. You told all the Democrats, don't worry, Southwest Light Rail funding is going to be in there. And you lied your ass off. And then when they caught you on it and the Senate, with the help of a lot of Republicans, put it back on the bill, you quickly gaveled the House close. Run! Run for your lives! And then you try to be super jerkish and tried everything in your power to make sure Southwest Light Rail never got built. And Mark Dayton spanked you so publicly on that. It was brilliant. Grab your shine box there, Kurt, because he whooped you, and he whooped you good. By the way, lots of construction going on right now. What is that? The Southwest Light Rail line. You lose. You're a liar. You're a proven liar. So I don't trust you, and nor should anyone else trust you because you constantly freaking lie. So I would like to have some sort of written guarantee, or maybe we talk to this company stateside, Associates of Arlington, and find out what guarantees we have that you, being in one cubicle, are not going to talk to the guy in the next cubicle who's trying to lobby Minnesota for something. What lines, what safety margins, what guarantees do we have that you will not be compromised? Because right now, we got a big old question of you being compromised already in regards to the credit card debt. We should have a full investigation. And you just saying, I don't want to talk about it. That's not a full investigation, blowhard. You got to actually let us see what happened. Kurt, you're a horrible human being. On a personal note, if I may, everything you have done has been for your own personal gain. And you have your little white whales that you're trying to kill, that you go on out there and you try to be the wheeler dealer. You're one of the most dishonest human beings I've ever seen. You put a mute button in a public body of elected officials to stop people you didn't like talking from being able to protest you guys. You constantly were double-crossing people. You constantly had an agenda. You and Joyce Gravy Turing Pepin would constantly go down into rooms and come on out with bills that no one had seen, written in the dark of night, and throw it at Democrats and say, vote now! And even Ron Latz knew you were lying to them because he frantically went to look for the Southwest Light Rail funding in that one bill, and it wasn't there. You guys are – it's only about yourselves. You don't give a rat's caboose about the farmers. You don't give a rat's caboose about the rural Minnesotans. You don't give a rat's caboose about the suburbanites. You sure as hell do not care about the minorities in the inner city. You do not. You're only in it for yourselves. You're building your Rolodexes so that you can go get a big lobbying gig and make your 6-7 figures there. Maybe get a kid hired within some company. And it shows. And just because you go on out there with platitudes and you know, quick bumper sticker statements to, you know, those libtards in the city, Ilhan Omar, Attorney General Keith Ellison, he's a Muslim. Because you come up with these things, you scare people into believing you. Well, I'm tired of being scared of you guys. I've never been scared of you, sir. I think you're a wuss. And I think that you're actually, when you get to a point where you take a job at a lobbying firm, you can paint it any way you want that, oh, well, why would I talk to the guy I park next to every day in the parking garage? You've been compromised. Resign from the Arlington gig or resign. Oh, please, please, please resign from the Minnesota House. Hey, I'll go out on a limb here. I think your seat's pretty safe for the Republicans. It's not like you're going to lose any more seats there. Although I wouldn't say we could probably pick that one up if we wanted to, but I mean, still, resign. Resign your seat. Walk away. Because really, isn't this what you want? You want to be part of that group of movers and shakers behind the scenes that basically write these bills and hand them out to state after state after state. That's what you really want. You want to start working your way up into a position of power to where maybe, just maybe, someday in 10, 15, 20 years, you can work in a White House. You want to be that person, like a Devin Nunes or Ollie North, who basically is out there that's just there to basically fall on spears for people. Let me put me in the place. Let me be that person. Go, please, be free. You don't want to do this because there's nothing you can say that's going to make me or pretty much anyone with a half a brain think that you are not going to be compromised working for this lobbying firm. You have been a horrible legislator. You were a horrible speaker. You seem to be a real horrible human being. And there should be a full investigation into you on your credit card debt, what kind of influence that gave the lobbying firm that was part of the organization that forgave that credit card debt or helped you forgive that credit card debt, and what kind of guarantees we have here. I'm going to beg that Speaker Hortman starts a full investigation, an ethics complaint on you, and that it does get reviewed and the questions get asked. I don't know how the process necessarily works on ethics complaints, whether the people themselves can actually, you know, sign up and possibly get one done. But it's time that Kurt Dowd have to answer some questions. And my gut feeling is the minute they did start an ethics investigation into him, he'd resign his office and run to Virginia. That'd be my guess. I don't know for sure. That'd be my guess. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Tune in for Philosophy Talk, the program that questions everything.
Except your intelligence.
Coming up, non-human rights.
We humans have human rights because we're persons.
So are some non-human animals persons too?
Well, if corporations count as persons, shouldn't monkeys?
Monkeys and orcas and elephants, oh my.
Non-human rights, next time on Philosophy Talk.
Philosophy Talk, every Sunday at 8 a.m. and again at 2 p.m. on AM 950.
I'm John Peterson of Ferndale Market, and I'm the third generation to grow turkeys on our family farm in Cannon Falls. We've grown them the same way since 1939, free range and without antibiotics. We're proud of the way our turkey tastes naturally, so we never add fillers or basting solutions, just 100% pure turkey. And we're proud to remain an independent family farm. Looking for an extra special addition to this year's Thanksgiving feast? Our fresh, never frozen turkeys remove the hassle of thawing and can be picked up just days before your celebration. Available at natural food stores across the region. Reserve your fresh, free-range Thanksgiving turkey for pickup at our store right on our farm in scenic Cannon Falls or at one of our retail partners. For more information on finding our Ferndale Market Thanksgiving turkey near you, visit us at ferndalemarket.com. That's ferndalemarket.com. Thank you for your support of local foods and farmers. We'll hope to see you at Ferndale Market soon. FerndaleMarket.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambliot from Chambliot Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office.
And I'm Rachel Chambliot. Did you know a lot of people are afraid of the dentist? You don't need to be afraid of my dad. He makes going to the dentist comfortable and even fun.
We don't care if you're a dental regular or haven't seen a dentist in years. We just want to make you comfortable and get you out of pain.
If you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
Hi, I'm Scott Peterson with the Minnesota News Network, inviting you to join us this week for Minnesota Matters, a news, entertainment, and sports show covering everything that matters in the North Star State. Tune us in right here or at your convenience at minnesotanewsnetwork.com.
Listen to Minnesota Matters every weekend, Sunday mornings at 6:30 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Even the Republicans, even I talked about this, the new Republican House GOP caucus, they basically feel as if this is one of the reasons why they left Kurt Dowd is because he seems to have his own agenda. 952-946-6205. I do want to make sure we talk about the fact that there is one thing that might shake these Republican voters in rural America away from the Republicans, and that is the fact that they keep getting treated worse and worse and worse by these Republicans. And at the end of the day, that might actually shake them awake to realize, oh, I lost the family farm because of this. Bevin Beck sat down with his mug of coffee Saturday morning and listed out to Minnesota's agricultural commissioner the setbacks that had befallen his crops this year. The wet spring delayed planting for the first time in the Ogilvy, Minnesota farmer's life. He tried to go back and replant to no avail. Bugs crept into the water wheat crop, and only half his corn had been harvested less than a week before Thanksgiving. We had everything go wrong that could go wrong, Beck told the Agricultural Commission, Tom Payerson. Hardest year ever. Hardest year ever. Now, once again, some of these things have nothing to do with Trump and the administration. They have to do with weather. But the reality is the screwed up trade policies have definitively hurt these farmers. And when you put it into perspective with the fact that we're not going to have an ag bill because Trump wants the ability to completely shut out certain markets like Mexico, which the farmers are like, what do you want to do? You know, it's and unless the Democrats give him full control to do stuff like that, that he is this is kind of what's holding this up. Beck and his wife Cheryl sat down with Peterson for an egg bake and pancake breakfast in the Minnesota Farmer Union Annual Convention in Minneapolis on November 23rd. Between questions about Peterson's sons, they and a half dozen other farmers shared their experiences navigating a particularly tough year for Minnesota farmers. The conversation was one of the dozens that Peterson fielded Saturday as he popped back and forth between the annual conventions for the Farm Union and the Minnesota Farm Bureau. At each, farmers would shake Peterson's hand and quietly share their obstacles they conquered getting their crops out. The work they had to do, they lost, they experienced, or their crops stuck in the field, frozen, or in mud. Typically, the conventions mark the end of harvest and offer farmers a chance to relax and celebrate, but this year many had to skip the events to keep working hard for another round of snow expected this week. Damp weather in spring slowed the prevented planting much of the state. Heavy rains along with early snow this fall had made the fields muddy and potentially perilous for key equipment needed to harvest crops. On top of the inclement weather, farmers have faced another year of low commodity prices, low yields, and decreased demand due to ongoing trade wars. Regional farm banking filings swelled in response, and more could lie ahead as farm debt is expected to reach a record high. I think it's worse than when people think that I'm concerned about it, Peterson said outside of a public policy discussion at the Farm Bureau. The commissioner who raises horses on a farm in Pine City spoke to dozens of farmers at each of the events on Saturday, and he said he takes several calls each day from farmers struggling to make ends meet. One by one, they shake their hand and ask about state support for farmers in crisis, programs around the suicide prevention, legislation they want to bring back next year, and where they might be able to buy a couple of bales of hay at this point. This is where we're at. This is where we're at with our ag sector right now. It's been horribly mismanaged. And I'll go back to what I was saying before. The Republicans don't care. The Republicans don't care. They sure say, I care about you guys. What are they doing? Right now, Trump is handing out massive farm bailouts, but it's not going to these farmers because these farmers don't matter to him. It's only going to these big agribusiness farmers. That's where the money's going. And so these farmers are not getting the help from the government, from the Republicans. The trade war is making things worse. Commodity prices are bottomed out. And once again, you have to – the one thing that you should keep in mind is farm debt is at an all-time high. You cannot get worse than it is right now. And you are going to lose. I mean, I remember in the 1980s, the farming crisis then, and we saw an insane amount of farms go under, get bought up, people losing their family farms. And while Reagan stood by and watched it happen, and here we are. And you think to yourself, it's like, well, really, I mean, isn't the ag markets changed dramatically? Are we really susceptible to this? Damn right we are. And a lot of these people who are talking, listen to them. They can't make ends meet. Farming is failing them. And the government is failing them because they're not doing anything. They're shutting down their markets as well as they're also not giving them any subsidies to help them get out of these holes. DFL, Democratic Farm Labor. DFL, you've got some plans. Walz is a heck of a governor for the ag side. Get out there and convince these people to put the Democrats in more charge, and we'll do our best to save the farmer as opposed to just thoughts and prayer on them as they go and get foreclosed on. We're back tomorrow. Until then, see ya.